We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes Vav, page 335. V'chol ze zoichin al yedei ha-seichel ha-kodosh ha-nimshach mishar ha-chamishim. Rabbi Nosson Zal says everything we've been speaking about recently, a person can be zoche to through the high level of seichel that comes from the 50th level, which is shavuos, bechinas hamikveh shel shavuos, shu mikveh shel shara chamishim. We know that the mikveh that people go to during the night of shavuos, towards morning, is called the mikveh of the 50th level. Shemetaher mikol hatumois v'hagilulim sheboilam, which has the ability to purify a person from any type of impurity, any type of avodah zarah, umoishia mikol hatzorois, and also has the ability to save a person, to help a person from any kind of problem, any kind of suffering. Sheoz mamshichin alatzmoi kedusha zois, on the holiday of Shavuos, we draw upon ourselves this holiness, lizkois leilech bozeh be'emes, to be zeichet to follow the path we described here, v'lo yate satzmoi, v'lo yoivad eseilomoi lonetzach b'chinam chas v'shom, so that the person should not fool themselves and they shouldn't forfeit their eternity for nothing, trade it in for nothing, for nonsense. Ki achshov kol tikvosenu hu rak al yidei amitiois, eitzois, hagdoishois, hatmimois, hanimshochim me hisnoitzetzus Moshiach, shehischil lehisnoitzetz mimei hu arizal. Rav Nosson Zal says, because nowadays, today, our only hope is based on the true, simple, holy advice that comes from the beginnings of the light of Moshiach, which have already started to shine from the time of the Arizal in the 1500s. V'chol ma shemiskarvim yoyser l'bias Moshiach, and the closer that we get to the final date of the coming of Moshiach, afal pi shehatzorois hanefesh mizgabrim yoyser, even though the problems, the spiritual problems that the Jewish people are going through are getting worse in many cases, avol berachamov gam hisnoitzetzus Moshiach misnoitzetz b'chol pam yoyser. However, thanks to Hashem's great kindness, the light of Moshiach is revving up stronger and stronger every day also. Both sides are revving up their engines. The Sitra Achra is working extra hard overtime to push very hard to impose all kinds of suffering on the Jewish people, spiritual suffering and other kinds of suffering. But at the same time, Hashem has already begun, from the time of the Arizal, to rev up the engines, to crank things up, to get ready for Mashiach. U'kemoi shemesapre minyan zeh b'shem horav ha-kodesh mi-bardichev zeh tzadok v'shel rocha, as is told over in the name of the great tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok Bardichev, that he spoke about this. V'ikar elu ho'etzois ho'amitiois nimshoch ha'mebchinas shar ha'chamishim shi'egale Moshiach tzidkenu. And the real most perfect advice that one needs to be zeche to succeed in coming close to Hashem is going to come from that 50th level, which Moshiach is going to be the main one to really reveal that. Uklal ho'etzois klulim b'sefer tehillim. However, in general, all that advice that Moshiach is going to reveal is found in the Sefer Tehillim. Shehem chazdei David hane'emonim, which is referred to by this title, Shehem b'chinas netzach v'hoid. Tehillim is referred to as the chazdei David, and we know that this term Chazdei David is used to refer to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid, from which advice comes from. Ki yodua shechazdei David ein b'chinas Netzach v'Hoid b'chinas Eitzos. This is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Hainu. There's a pasuk v'chol ha'om ha'imdim baraglecha, the nation that is standing by your feet, and the Gemara says ha'holchem achar atzoscho, meaning they're following your advice. The legs, in this case, netzach and hoid, represent advice, because advice is telling me which way to go. Should I go this way? Should I go that way? And that's this netzach and hoid. Hainu litzoik tomid la'shem yisborach yiech she'yeh. And the essence of that advice is all about crying out to Hashem no matter what. No matter what the person's going through. Ki ha'golus shelachshov nimshach mebechinas shar ha'chamishim shelatumo rachmar litzlan. Because the exile, the golus that we are going through today, is coming from the 50th level of tuma. Shemishom yefsher lotzeis kim b'yeshuas Hashem v'chazdei anifla. Whereby it's impossible for a Jew to be able to escape the impurity of that 50th level without Hashem's help, without Hashem's help and Hashem's kindness. V'alkein ze ha'golus ha'achroin hichbid ma'oid ma'oid. And it's for this reason that this final exile that we're going through is very, very difficult. And it's taking a very long time, unfortunately, due to our sins. And it's about this golus that the pasuk says in Eichot, chapter 1, they went down, they go down wondrously, meaning incredibly. They're going so far down, and there's nobody to console them. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says also in Daniel chapter 12, Ad Mosai Keitz Haplois. When in the world is going to be the end to this Peledik Golos, the Keitz Haplois that we're waiting for this incredible Golos? The Iker Hu Golos Hanefesh. And even though the Jewish people are suffering financially and health-wise and other ways, the real Golos is the spiritual Golos. The fact that we are so far from Hashem, and we have no solution, we have no hope, other than by speaking to Hashem. To talk a lot and to cry out a lot to Hashem, and to say a lot of Tehillim every day, and to learn a lot of Torah, to use our mouth to crank out more and more words of Kedusha. Ach, however, as we mentioned before, Hamaniya Hagedoy Lalze, Hi Haparnosa. The greatest obstacle to this, the thing that's blocking people the most from being able to put in quality time in Torah and Tefillah, is Parnosa. V'hu chisoroin emuna. And the real issue is that we're lacking in faith in Hashem. She'enoin mischazek lahamin shehaparnosa rak meito yisborach. We don't really strengthen ourselves to realize and to believe that Parnosa is only from Hashem. And this is what the Yetzer Hara is applying himself now the most. He's trying his best with every single Jew to keep the person way down, to keep the person totally preoccupied with the issue of Parnosa, with the worry and the stress about Parnosa, ad she'enoi meinichoi afilu litzoik la'shem yisborach karoi. And by doing this, the Yetzer Hara doesn't allow the Jew to spend an hour or two or three a day crying out to Hashem. V'ze nimshach mishar ha'chamishim shel atuma. And where is this coming from? Where is the Yetzer Hara drawing the energy, the power that he needs to keep all of Klal Yisrael enslaved, enslaved in this issue of parnasa, when we're working, when we're not working, this is a 24/7, 7-day-a-week preoccupation that doesn't allow us any escape. People don't realize they can pull the emergency brake and say, stop the train, I'm getting off. I'm getting off for an hour or two or three, I'm taking a break. I don't want to know about it. I just want to talk to Hashem. I just want to cry a little bit. I just want to learn a little bit. Shemishom hagolus hazeh. It's from that 50th level of Tumah that today's exile, that the Yetzer Hara today is drawing his power from. Shemishom koshe ma'oid ma'oid lotzeis. And when a person is enslaved, when the Yetzer Hara is using so much pressure coming from that 50th level of Tumah, it's very, very difficult for us to escape, to get out of it. And this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal taught us in the 12th story of Sipurei Maaseis, the story of Baal Tefila. Shemikol hataivos umidos rois yecholim lotzeis. A Jew has the ability to run away from and to escape all the different evil desires, except avol mitaivos momoin. However, it's impossible to take a Jew out of that total preoccupation about money other than through a special path that leads to the sword that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in the story of the Baal Tefila. Paragraph Tezayin. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds an incredible important piece to what we learned in the previous shiur. V'zeh Shom Razal, this is what the Gemara tells us in Brachas, page 4. Mipnei ma loinemar nun ba'ashrei. When we spoke earlier, we mentioned that Ashrei, the paragraph Tehillah LeDavid, contains in it a pasuk for every letter of the alphabet, of the alephbeis. What we neglected to say is that there's one letter that's missing, and that's the letter Nun. The pasuk before says, Malchuscha, Malchus kol olamim, u'memshaltecha b'chol dor v'dor. That's the pasuk for Mem. And then it moves right on to Samach. Soimech Hashem l'chol anoiflim, v'zoikiv l'chol akfufim. So the Gemara asks, why is there no pasuk for the letter Nun in Ashrei? And the Gemara answers, "Mipnei sheyesh bo mapoloson shel shoinei Yisrael," because the letter Nun represents the downfall of the Jewish people. Chas v'shalom. The Gemara doesn't want to say downfall of the Jews, so it says the downfall of the enemies of the Jews. But in this context, it really means chas v'shalom, the downfall, that the letter Nun represents our nefila, as the pasuk says. The Gemara there quotes the pasuk shenemar. Nafla v'loisoysif kum besulas Yisrael. She has fallen and she will not rise, the maiden of the Jewish people. That's the wording in the pasuk. However, the Gemara says over there, you have to know where to put the comma. Nafla, she has fallen, v'loisoysif, and she will not fall again. She will not continue to fall. She's finished falling. Kum besulas Yisrael. Get up, rise up, the maiden of Klal Yisrael. But in any case, for now, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Gemara, which says that the reason why the letter Nun is not represented there is because of Nefila. But the Gemara goes on to say, Vafilu hochi, and even though there's no individual pasuk for Nun, Chozar David v'samcha beruach HaKodesh. David HaMelech went ahead and he stuck it in there with Ruach HaKodesh. He did stick in the letter Nun together with the letter Samach. By Samach, the pasuk he put for Samach was Soimech Hashem L'chol Hanoiflim. Hashem gives support to all that fall. All that fall means even the 50th level. V'hainu, what this is all about is Kiloi Rotzo L'Hazkir Hanun Beferush David HaMelech didn't want to show the letter Nun openly to make an actual pasuk that begins with Nun over there, Shemarames al Shar HaChamishim Shel HaKedusha, which would represent the 50th level of holiness, Shaidei Zeh Ikra Tikva, which is our main salvation, our main hope. You know why he didn't want to mention it? Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Mapolo LeKnesses Yisrael. Because corresponding to the 50th level of holiness, there's the 50th level of Tumah, which brings about the downfall of the Jewish people. Kigam ikra hanefila shel Knesset Yisrael, hu al yidei shar hachamishim shel Tumah. Because just like our main hope and salvation comes from the 50th level of holiness, so too the greatest downfall of the Jewish people is caused by the 50th level of Tumah. V'alkein, therefore, yef shela haskir anun dikdusha beferish. It was impossible, and it would have been wrong for David HaMelech to write an actual pasuk beginning with nun over there. Ki yizgaber hamisnaged moed. Because if we put in the nun over there, then the other guy, our opponent, the opposition, the Yetzirah, will fight it with everything he has. Therefore, rak beremez, Ramza bePosuk Shachrov. However, David HaMelech snuck it in there hiddenly. He hinted to the nun in the following posuk, which is Shehu Soimeh Hashem lechol anoiflim. Hashem gives support and assistance to all those that fall. How? Vze al yedei sheyashlech Yehovah al Hashem Yisborach. When will Hashem support the person? If the person puts himself in Hashem's hands, if he gives himself over to Hashem, v'yivtach shehashem yisborach yifar nesoy bevadai, and the person has complete faith and trust in Hashem, that Hashem will definitely provide parnosa for me. Afilu im yasoy kama shoes bayoim b'hadibur hakodosh shel tefila v'toyra v'shiros. Even if I take off a few hours a day for the study of Torah and for Tehillim and for his spodidus and those things, Hashem will still be able to provide for me. Ki kol haparnosa, afilu shel abal masumatnu malocha, meito yisborach. Because all of the parnosa, not just of those people who are sitting in kolel and the people who are learning, all the parnosa of the businessmen and the workers is all only from Hashem. It does not come from their boss, and it does not come from the company. It comes from only from Hashem. K'may shekosuv sham tekef achar soimech Hashem lanochal anoiflim. As we see over there in Ashrei, right after the pasuk soimech Hashem lanochal anoiflim, Hashem gives support and help to all those that fall. What do we say right after there? When will He help them? When einei choil eilecho yisaberu. When they turn their eyes to Hashem, they look to Hashem for parnasa. Poiseach umazbia. And then Hashem opens His hands and He nourishes us, He provides for us. Uma she'onu roim. And this that we see, sheyesh loze harbe ashirus moid, that this person has a lot of money, veloze anius vedachkus kodo, and the other person is very poor and under tremendous financial pressure. Ukiyotze shar hashinuim rabim shebe parnosa, and all the various different aspects of parnosa, how there are some people that are more, better off, worse off, one day this person's up and the other one's down, the other day it gets switched. Hakoil meito yisporach. It's all coming only from Hashem. V'hu yoidea ma'ashoise, Hashem knows exactly what He's doing. L'fiyinin ha'bechiro shel kol echod. Based on the free choice that each and every single person has to be given. Sha'bechiro shel zeh hu daik al yidei ashirus. This person's free choice requires that he be given wealth. And he has to figure out how to deal with that the right way, how to fight the Yetzirah, and how to use the wealth the right way. Vishalze and the other person, Daika al yedei anius. His bechira necessitates that he should be poor, that he should have the test of poverty, and he should know how to deal with that. וקיוצא בזה שער השינויים הרבים. And so too, all the different variations of this. Ki tzadik, because what does the pasuk say right after that? Tzadik Hashem b'chol derochov v'chosid b'chol ma'asov. Hashem is righteous in all of his paths. Hashem knows exactly shekol ma she'osim odom hakol chesed godol mita yisborach. Everything that Hashem does for each and every single Jew is actually a major act of kindness on the part of Hashem. Ki afilu mi she'ein lo kiyum lechem tzar u'mayim lachatz. Because even if a Jew who has the minimum of the minimum, all they have is bread, simple bread, you know, the most simple type of bread, and water, hakol hu chesed godol meito yisborach. That is still a tremendous act of kindness on the part of Hashem to provide that for the person. Ve'ikra hatikva shel odom hu lizkos l'chaim nitzchim shel olam habo. And the main hope for every single person in this world is to be zoiche, to get to the eternal life in olam habo. Ki kol ha'olam hazeh hevel v'rik, because everything in this materialistic world is nonsense. It's emptiness. Kitzel over. It's like a passing shadow. The time goes by very quickly. Kasher anu royim beinenu, as we see with our eyes. However, how can a Jew be zeche to eternal life? The pasuk continues, Koroiv Hashem lechol koirov, lechol asher yikru v'emes. Hashem is close to all those that call out to him, all those that call out to him with sincerity, with honesty. Lechol asher yikruhu. The pasuk says to everyone who calls out to him, Daiko, yiyeh meshiyeh. The pasuk is implying no matter who it is, no matter what level he's on, no matter what he's done. Nimtza, shemedaber hamizmor hakodesh hazeh. So Rav Nosson says, we just explained for you about six or seven psukim over there in Ashrei. So Rav Nosson says, you see that that entire chapter of Ashrei is telling us, shetzrichin litzoik uledaber diburim kdoshim tomed Hashem yisborach, that a Jew's main job is to cry out to Hashem and to be speaking words of Kedusha to Hashem for hours, every single day, words of Torah and Tefillah. V'sheha parnoso loy teval v'loy mizeh. And the pressures of parnoso, the preoccupation with parnoso, should not disturb him, shouldn't block him from being able to have his few hours a day of spiritual nourishment. Ki yiftach shehu yisporach noisin lekol echod esoch lo bitoy, because he trusts that Hashem gives every single person what they need at the right time. V'alkein, and therefore, aydeze muftach shuben olam haba. This is why the Gemara said that anybody who reads this chapter of Tehillim every day is guaranteed olam haba. Kaydeze yiske bevaday loshuv uliskarv l'Hashem yisporach. Because by studying this chapter of Likutei Halachos that we just learned and fulfilling the advice, speaking words of Torah and Tefillah, through this the person will definitely succeed in doing tshuva and coming close to Hashem. Uktsas mizeh mevoyer bedvareinu behilchas shluchin halacha daled oisei. Rav Nosson Zal says, a little bit of this has also been explained earlier in Likutei Halachos Chosh Mishpat, in Hilchos Shluchin, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Hey. Paragraph Yud Zayin, V'zeh she'oimrim rus b'shvuas. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, you'll understand why we read Megillas Rus on Shvuas. We said before that Shavuos is the 50th level. And the 50th level is where we combine Issarusa Deleila and Issarusa Delsata, which is the book of Tehillim. That's where you have the Ladovid Mizmor and Mizmor Ladovid, both ways. Ki Iker Kedusha Shavuos Shuyem HaChamishim Zoichim Alidei Memtes Yimei Asfira. Because the real holiness of Shavuos, a Jew is Zoichetu, if he counted the 49 days of Sfira. Shein bechinas mem tes oisis hashvatim, which corresponds to the 49 letters in the names of the 12 tribes. Bechinas mem tes shari tshuva, which corresponds to the 49 entrances to tshuva. Bechinas mem tes oisis shebekriyashma, which also corresponds to the 49 letters in Shema, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. Shekol ze koilel sefer tehillim, kimavur batoranal besimen ein gimel vekanal. And all of this is included in the book of Tehillim, as is explained in chapter 73 in Likutei Moran. V'alkein oimrim rus, and this is why on Shavuos we read rus, shemedaber mishalsheles hayuchsin mitchilas hayolodas dovra melech shu moshiach, which gives us the lineage of Dovra Melech, how he started out. Shehu Moshiach. And who is Dovra Melech? Dovra Melech is Moshiach, Shechiber Sefer Tehillim, who put together the book of Tehillim, Shekoilel Kol Hanun Shorim, which contains in it all 50 gates of Tshuva. Shehu Bechinas Kedusha Shvuas, which is what the holiness of Shavuos is all about. Asher al shem zeh nikreis b'shem Rus. And the Gemara tells us that this is actually why she was given the name Rus, al shem sheyotzim imena David, because of the fact that from her would come forth Dovra Melech, shechiber sefer Tehillim, who wrote up the book of Tehillim, Sheriva laHakadosh Baruch Hu b'shirois v'tishbochos, and who poured on to Hashem a lot of songs and praises. The word riva, the word rus, comes from this riva b'shirois. Kemo shemazal, as the Gemara points out in Brachos, page 7. Ki ikar kedushas shvuas shehu yoim hachamishim, because the main holiness of the holiday of Shavuos, which is the 50th day, shehu b'chinas kabbalas haTorah mechodesh b'chol shana v'shana, which is the day on which the Jewish people accept and receive the Torah anew every single year, hu al yedei b'chinas David. The way that we get to that is through Dovr HaMelech, shehu b'chinas Moshiach, shehu b'chinas Sefer Tehillim, it's through Dovra Melech and what he represents, the book of Tehillim. Through this, we'll be zeicha to really return to Hashem, ulekayim es kol divrei haTorah, and to fulfill all the words of the Torah. Shezehu ikar kabbalas haTorah bechol shana. This is what it's really all about. When we talk about receiving the Torah anew every year, we mean renewing our commitment to the Torah, renewing our fulfillment to the Torah. Ki loy hamedres shu'ikar ela maisa, because learning is not the main thing, it's doing, it's fulfilling what you learn. Shehu kiyum haTorah, which is fulfilling the Torah, shezoichin al yedei amiras tehillim, which a Jew will be zeicha to. How can a Jew strengthen himself over his Yetzirah? How can he draw help from Hashem? The Gemara says that every single day the Yetzirah comes back new and stronger. And the only way a person can win is with Hashem's help. How do you get Hashem's help? Through Tehillim, Hispoidus Tefillah. These are the things that help a person solicit the assistance of Hashem. This is why the Gemara shows us examples. In Brachos, the Gemara gives maybe 30 examples of rabbis in the Gemara who every time they would learn Torah, before they learned, they would say a special tefillah, and after they learned, they said a special tefillah to make sure that their learning would accomplish its main purpose, that they would be zeichet to understand properly what they learned, to remember it, and most important of all, to fulfill it. Loi hamedra shoikar ela hamaisa. Just for a moment to deviate, just on these last words that Rav Nosson Zal said here, that in order to be zeichet to kiyum haTorah, you need tefillah. In Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, Rav Nosson Zal brings up a very important question. There are a few places in the Gemara where it seems to show very, very clearly that learning is a higher level than davening. There are a number of places in the Gemara where the Gemara seems to say that clearly. There are other places in the Gemara where the Gemara seems to show clearly that tefillah is higher than Torah. So Rav Nosson Zal asks, make up your mind, which is it? And he answers, it's both. There's two types of tefillah. The type of tefillah where a person is asking for gashmius, he's asking for health, he's asking for food, parnosa, money and everything, so that he can learn Torah, so that he can fulfill the Torah, and he can study Torah and fulfill it, that kind of tefillah is below Torah. Because that tefillah is to serving the Torah. But after a person learns, and a person learns a lot, and then they say to Hashem, now that I learned all of this, I'm begging you, Hashem, help me b'zoicha to fulfill what I learned, that tefillah is above Torah. That tefillah is a tefillah for kiyum ha-Torah. That tefillah is above learning Torah. Rav Nosson Zal over there in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh elaborates on this. He gives us the psukim and the gemaras and all the sources to show all of these different pieces. But this is what we're referring to here. We're talking about the Shara Hamishim, the 50th level, which is Tehillim, which is begging Hashem for Kiyum HaTorah. That after I already learned Torah and everything, now I want to take it to the next level, to the, where the Torah is supposed to take me to, which is fulfilling. Paragraph Yudches, Klal HaDvorim, to summarize what we learned here, She'ikar ha'hisrachkus me'atshuva, the main thing that's keeping people far away from doing tshuva, hu machma she'tzrichim she'onu nis'oire lo shuvei lov, because it requires us making a move. We have to do something. We have to be mit'orer. We have to wake up to return to Hashem. V'ha'hisoirus koroi koshemoid. And for a Jew to really wake up is very difficult. I mentioned that the Sforim tell us that one of the reasons why Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah is Miloshin Shena, Rosh Hashena. That every single year the Yetzirah comes down with a new suitcase of things to put people asleep for another year. To keep people asleep involved in Gashmias, cell phones, computers, there are all kinds of tchotchkes to keep people busy and spiritually asleep so that they will not devote the time that they can, the hour or two or three or ten a day that they could devote to davening and learning. The Yetzirah puts them asleep with these shtuyot. They get involved in that. And then, oops, another day went by, another week went by, another year went by, and I didn't really do anything. Where did it go? What was I doing? What was I so involved in? I was involved in this year's shtuyot. Ubifrat lemi shekvar nisrachek v'osa ma she'osa. And especially a person who has already become far from Hashem and he's done what he's done, meaning he's done all kinds of averos, for such a person especially, it's hard for that person to get up. V'yafal pikein. However, despite that, Hakoil chafetzim liyiro shmo yisborach. Deep down inside, every Jew really wants to respect Hashem. Ach koshe v'koved lohem lisoirer. However, it's very difficult for them to start. We know when you want to start a car, start any engine, something that's standing still, you need a lot of power to make that start. V'kulam roitzim shashem yisborach yo'iroisam. And therefore everybody wants Hashem to make the first move, that Hashem should pull me out of here. V'yachziram lamutov. And Hashem should help me b'zoicha to do real tshuva. Aval kishayoidim umaminim bohemes. When a person realizes and believes in the truth, shashem yisborach boicher boze bi'atzmoi, that this is exactly what Hashem wants. Sheyihye ritzoinenu v'chafotzenu tomid liskarei v'lov. That we should always be yearning and wanting to come close to Hashem. I should always have that ratzon. V'she'enonu tzrichim rak likach dvorim v'lo shuvei lov. And all that's really needed to make it happen is grab some words and come close to Hashem. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says in Hosea chapter 14, which we quoted earlier, k'chu imochem dvorim, take words with you, v'shuvu el Hashem, and return to Hashem. V'dor shirazal, and we quoted the Gemara in Yuma, page 86, I think it was, or 76, that the Gemara said, eini mevakesh mikem el dvorim, page 86 in Yuma, that Hashem says, all I ask of you is words. Talk to me. Ube'emes, now Rav Nosson Zal adds another, the cherry on top now. Ube, person would say, all he wants is words. I don't have no words. I can't talk. I don't know what to say. What should I say? Ube'emes, Rav Nosson Zal says, let me let you in on a secret. The truth is, gam hadiburim bi'atzmoi mimenu yisporach. The words that you need to say to Hashem, to apologize to Hashem for your mistakes, and to ask Hashem for help, those words come from Hashem also. He's got the words ready for you. He's got them on a plate. He's ready to hand you not just the parnasa, not just the health, he's ready to hand you a plate of words for you to put in your mouth and for you to spit back, for you to talk to Hashem. Rak she'onu tzrichim lehishtadel However, the only thing we need to do is we need to take the words, to put in an effort to take the words from Hashem, uledaber bohem lefon av yisborach, and to use them in speaking to Hashem. Meaning most people say, I'm not so creative. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to start a conversation with somebody I never saw, and I can see it, but that's not so easy. That's very, very hard. Rav Nosson Zal's telling you here, don't worry. Hashem is not asking of you to create the words. He's saying, come by and pick it up. Come by my house. It's right on the living room table in a plate that's got your name on it. Pick it up and put it in your pocket and take it. Vezehu, this is why the pasuk does not say, speak to him. It says, k'chu imochem dvorim. Take words with you. What do you mean, take? Where should I take it from? Khu daiko. Look at what the pasuk is saying. Take. Hainu shahatvorim kfar muchonim meita ispora. The words, the script has been written already by Hashem. Hashem has already written your hispoidedus. It's all written. It's recorded. It's on tape. All you got to do is come pick up the tape. That's all. And put it in your mouth and spit it out. Vashem yizborach mevake shenika choysam imonu. Hashem is asking us, take the words with you, bring those words with you, and come on over. As the pasuk goes on to say over there in Hosea chapter 14, exactly what words we should say to Hashem. It says over there, Imru Eilov, say to Hashem, Kol tisa avoin. Hashem, you have the ability to forgive all sins. V'chulu, etc. Look over there in the Navi, where the Navi gives a sample of exactly what a Jew should say in his Hispoidedus. Umi sheyeda kol zois bemes. A person who knows what we just learned, he really knows and realizes what we just learned, bevadai bekal yoshuv l'Hashem yisborach mikol mokem shu. That person will be able to easily return to Hashem no matter where they're at. Afilu im yavro levma, even if the person went through whatever they went through, they did all kinds of terrible things. Ki tomid yuchal likach dibur meito yisporach im yirtze, because if the person wants, if you want, you'll be able to take words from Hashem and you'll have what to say. Until eventually, you will return to Hashem. You will become a better person. You'll stop doing aveiros, and Hashem will have pity on you. And this is the incredible importance of saying Tehillim, which Rabbeinu Zal revealed, Shaydeze bevadai niske lechuva. Because by reciting Psukim of Tehillim, a person will definitely be zeicha to tshuva. Vaydeze tiyeh hageula shleima. And this is what will bring about the complete and final redemption, b'mheira b'yameinu, kol zman shenasek b'amiras tehillim b'kavona. As long as Jews will be reciting Tehillim for real, like you mean it, to say it with feeling, to put your heart into it, not just lip service, to say it like you really mean it. Lahashmiya lo'oznoi v'liboi ma'shoimer, to make sure that his ears and his heart are hearing the words that he's saying, bevadai yoshuv la'Hashem yisporach. The person will definitely return to Hashem. Ki be'emes, because the truth is, hakoil me'ito yisporach. It's all really coming from Hashem. Ve'ein Hashem yisporach chofetz rak horotzoin, v'ayisoyrus v'ayishtadlus achremes. And all that Hashem is looking to us for, the only thing He wants from us, is that we should have the desire. We should try to wake up a little. And we should put in a little bit of effort in searching for the emes. In looking for the emes, looking for the true tzaddikim. Kibali, these, look at these words. Kibali shum hisoyrus klal yefshir. Because without any effort at all on the part of the person, it's impossible. Hashem cannot do everything for you. You have to do a drop. You have to show a little bit of initiative. You have to show that you want. How does a person show that he wants? He comes. He comes to shul. He comes to the shir. He tries. Aval be'emes, but in truth, in reality, hakoil me'ito yisporach. It's all from Hashem. Even the words that you need to say, even your vidui, comes from Hashem. If you open your mouth, Hashem will put the words in there for you. There's a pasuk that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where the pasuk says, "Meha'odah marche leiv," from the person, all Hashem expects is that he should prepare his heart. "Umehashem mane loshoim," and Hashem is the one who gives the script. He's the one who gives you the tongue, the mouth with which to speak. Our job is to prepare our hearts, to fill up our hearts with rotzayin. I want to do the right thing. I want to get out of this mess. I want to be good. And the more a person will strengthen those ritzoinos and open the Tehillim, Hashem will give him that push that he needs to say the words, to have his spoiledus, to cry, to be zecher to complete tshuva. Now the final paragraph of this halacha. Interesting, we're learning this halacha. We're completing this on Tuesday of Parshas Shlach Lecha. However, this past Shabbos, a few days ago, we read Bahaloscha, which speaks all about the menorah. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is going to fill us in on right now. He's going to show that everything we learned in this halacha is tied into the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh b'chinas maisa ha-menorah shehu b'chinas ha-toyrah. And based on what we've learned here, we'll be able to understand how the menorah was made and how the menorah was used, which the menorah symbolizes the entire Torah. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 10, ki ner mitzvah v'toyra oyer. Mitzvah is a candle and Torah is the light, ukemuva. So we see that the candelabra is all about the Torah. V'zeh b'chinas ner hamarovi shehu edus l'chol Yisrael. And this is what the Gemara tells us, that the western candle, the westmost candle, was a proof to the Jewish people that Hashem is with us. Because the Gemara says that's the candle that they would light the first, and that was the candle that would go, that was the candle that they lit first, and that was the candle that burned the longest. Which showed that there's nothing teva about this. That when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Hashem, there ain't no derech hateva. It's all miracle. Ki mimenu hoyo maschil, because that was the candle that the Kohen Gadol lit first, uboy hoyo mesayim, and that was the one that he saw burnt the long, you know, lasted the longest. As the Gemara says, Menachos, page 86. Ki kol bechinas hisoyrus shelanu hurak kemadlik ner. Because our whole awakening to Hashem, the effort that's required from us to come close to Hashem, is like the lighting of a candle. The person that's lighting the candle isn't really doing anything. Rak shelokeach ner, he's taking a wick that's already been dipped in oil, and he's taking a something that has fire on it, and touching the fire to that wick, and bingo, it burns. Rak shelokeach ner, umadlik boi neroi sacherim la'alof muravovois. Like the example of a person taking a lit candle, and with that candle he can light thousands and tens of thousands of other candles, k'moy she'ir, it says, many as he wants. Ube'emes, im lo yhoye lo elu haneroi so'advorim shemadlikim, and the truth is, the fact is, if those candles weren't already there, and if that source of fire weren't already there, bevadai lo yhoyef sheloi lahadlik avonim v'ofor, a person cannot light a stone. You can't light dirt because it's inflammable. So therefore, it's only because Hashem created wood or a wick or these things which Hashem has prepared them to receive fire. And so too, if you didn't have a source of fire from which to take the fire that you're going to use, or a match, something to generate fire, you couldn't light a menorah. Because when a person's light on, ooh, he lit the menorah. Did you see what he did? He lit the menorah. What did he do? It's a joke. He took a match. You know, he didn't create the fire. He didn't make the candles. Everything was already prefab. It was all there from before. Hashem, so as Rav Nosson Zal wants to show us that the menorah is teaching us a lesson, that when it comes to Yiddishkeit, the menorah represents Torah, which is Yiddishkeit. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, everything's all there already. Hashem has prepared everything. What he's asking of us is a micro dot. The tiniest drop of effort just to touch that match to the candle. That's it. The candle Hashem provided, the wick Hashem provided, the oil Hashem provided, everything is there already. All you got to do is like, Nimtza, shehakoil meito yisporach. Everything is from Hashem. Ho'esh, v'haner, v'hashemen, v'hapsilo, hamadlik, v'hanidlak, hakoil meito yisporach. All the different pieces of the puzzle have all been provided already by Hashem. V'afal pikein, and despite that, im lo yasa odom hamaisa kol shehu, if the person, if the Kohen Gadol will not go and do his tiny drop of work, which is shehu lika haner, to take that candle that's lit, ulahatlik boyacherim, and touch it to the other seven wicks over there, bevadai lo yu nidlokim eatzmon, they ain't going to turn themselves on. They ain't going to light themselves. Ki kach bora Hashem yisborach habriya. Because this is how Hashem created the entire world. Shehechin hakoil, kasher hakoil b'chochmosoi. Hashem prepared everything, with his great wisdom. V'yafal pikein, roitze dafke sh'anachnu na'aseh v'nigmor, al yidei hisor senu malmata. And despite that, he wants us to flick the switch. He wants us to cut the ribbon. You know, when they build a whole new building, they build a giant building that costs $3 billion in today's times, and they worked on it, thousands of workers worked on it for a couple of years, and they shipped the marble materials from across the world. If you would imagine, you could write so many books on what it took to put up this building. And then you get the guy who shows up on the final day, the mayor of the city, with his fancy tie or bow tie, and he comes over there and he cuts the ribbon and says, voila, now this building is ready to be used. Now everybody can go in there, the bank is open, everybody can start doing everything. Are we going to say that he built the building, you know, that he did this? He made it happen? He did a drop of a drop of a drop. That's the mushel that Hashem is giving us in the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah. the menorah, which represents Yiddishkeit, the Torah, the mitzvahs, that afal pi shebe'emes hakol me'ito yisbor kanal, even though the truth is that everything is being done by Hashem, ki kol avoida sotom es Hashem yisborach, hu bebechinas hadlokas v'ho'oras oyer haneshama. Because all of a person's Yiddishkeit, everything that a Jew is doing to serve Hashem, is all about lighting the candle of his soul, of your neshama. Kama shekosa b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, o'o de'loy salik be'nura, a piece of wood, sometimes you have a piece of wood that doesn't want to catch fire. You try lighting it, and it doesn't go. Segeitnish. What do? Mevatshalei. You beat it. You take that piece of wood and you bang it against the tree. You bang it a couple of times. That softens it and that pumps it up. That does what's needed. That then when you put the match to the thing, you see, wow, now it lights. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Gufa d'loy salik b'nohera d'nishmosa, so too a body that doesn't want to ignite, doesn't want to get turned on by the light of the soul, what does Hashem do? He punches it around a little bit. He punches him, mevatshalei, beats him up a little bit. So we see how our Yiddishkeit, our serving Hashem, is compared to lighting the menorah, to turning on a light. V'zeh b'chinas ner hamarovi, shehu edus shechina shura b'Yisrael. This is the concept of that Western candle we said, that's proof that the Shechina is with us. Ki mimenu hoyo maschil, Uboy hoya mesayim, because he started with that candle and finished with that candle. Hainu, what this is teaching us, Rav Nosson Zal says, is shehahascholo vahasiyum hakol mimenu yisporach levad. That the beginning, in order to get started, the energy that you need to start, and the finish, the major energy that one needs to complete everything, all comes from Hashem. Kiner hamarovi hoyadoylek benes, k'moy shemazal. Because the Gemara tells us in Yuma, page 39, that candle burned through miracle. The Gemara shows how it was mamash a miracle. V'alkein bevadai hoyayochel huyisporach lahadlek biatzmo es kol neres hamenorah. And if Hashem caused that first candle to turn on by miracle, he could have turned on all the other candles by miracle also. K'moy shemazal, as the Gemara says over there. V'chila oira hu tzorich? Does Hashem need our light? Hashem needs, the Beis Hamikdash is Hashem's house. He needs us to provide the lighting? Are you kidding? Ach tzivolonu v'hizir mo'id al hadlokas neres hamenorah. However, Hashem commanded us, and he warned us in a very, very serious way about this mitzvah of lighting the menorah. L'hoira is to teach us. That even though everything is from Hashem, afal pikein onu mechuyovim al kol ponim lahadlik esneiroi samenoira. There's a certain minimum that's expected from us, which is the lighting of the candles of the menorah. V'ze yenechshav lehisoirus shelonu, and if we do that, Hashem counts that. Hashem puts that on our record as if we did everything we needed to do. Afal pi shebe'emes, hakol me'ita yisborach. Even though Hashem is doing 99.99999% of everything, and even 100%. Ki mimenu hu maschil, uboy hoy mesayim. As the Gemara says over there, because it starts from it, and it finishes from it. The mimenu could be that Western candle, and the mimenu is marames on Hashem, the Shechina. Everything starts from Hashem and ends with Hashem. V'zeo b'chinas ma'isa ha'menorah shayakula miksha. And with this we could understand also the construction of the menorah, how it was built, that it was made out of one solid piece of gold. Ad yerecho, ad pircho, mikshahi. From the middle level all the way, from all the different levels, everything. The trunk of the menorah and the flowers of the menorah were all part of one solid piece of gold. There were no such thing as attaching another piece of gold to it. Dahainu shekulo nasis me eshes echot me roishat seifa. The entire menorah was made from one glob of gold, from top, from beginning to end. im kol ha-kaftoirim va-afrochim, even the buttons and the flowers, all the decorations on the menorah, all came from that one piece of gold. Ha-koil na'asa mechaticho achas. Ad sheniskashe Moshe Rabbeinu eich la'asoysa. And when Moshe Rabbeinu heard about this, that you got to take one piece of gold and sculpt it into a menorah with all of these flowers and designs on it, how in the world can you do that? How do you do it without gluing something on or attaching something? Va'omar lo Hashem Yisborach, Sashem said to him, guess what? You ain't going to do it. Hatel eso eshes latoicho esh, throw the piece of gold into the fire, v'teitzeh ha-menorah, and out of the fire will come a ready-made menorah. Hainu, shekol ha-menorah, shehi klal he'oras ha-toirah, hu rak mechaticho achas, minei ubei. What this shows us is that the entire menorah, which represents the entire Torah, is all one piece. Shebe'emes nasis me'eleho. And in reality, who made the menorah? It got made by itself. Who fulfills the Torah? Hashem is fulfilling the Torah by himself. Ki hoya bilti efshel odom la'soysa, because a human being could never make such an incredible, incredible menorah. Ki koshe ve'koveid la'odom she'yisor v'yor mi'atzmoy. Because as we said before, it's very difficult for a Jew to turn himself on, to get inspired by himself. V'yafal pikein, tzrichen la'asos ha'menorah lemato daiko. And despite that, Hashem wanted the menorah to be made down here, down on earth. Hashem could have had the menorah made in heaven. No. V'yalkein be'emes niskashe Moshe Rabbeinu harbe al zeh. And this is why the Gemara makes a point of telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu struggled with this. He had a big problem with this. He didn't know how to do this. Ki soid zeh noigea b'shar ha-chamishim kanal. Because the secret behind this is associated with that 50th level. Shebe'emes ha-koil ha-koil mimene yisborach. It's in that 50th level that one gets to realize that everything is really from Hashem. V'yafal pikein tzrichen rak ha-isoyros v'rotzen ha-tshugol emes. And despite that, there's a need for us to provide some lighter fluid. The lighter fluid is the yearning, the desire to get to the truth. And if we put in a little bit of that yearning, Hashem says, okay, you did what you had to, I'll take it from here. And this is why the whole mitzvah of bringing the Ktoris in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash had to go on during the time of the preparation and lighting of the menorah. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash Mois, Parak Lamed Gimel, Behetivo yes haneirois yaktirena. When you're preparing the candles of the menorah, that's when the ktoris should be brought. Ubehalois arenes haneirois. And when our Kohen will light those candles, that's when the candles will be brought. Because Ktoires is, which is one of the main things that represents tshuva, as is known. Ki yud alef samamone haktoires machnien sitra demoisa. Because the 11 spices of the Ktoires, the number 10 represents the arena of kedusha. 11 means we're going outside the kedusha into the sitra achra to subdue them. Kol the sitra demoisa, kol has sitra nachronin. We're defeating all the different sitra achras. Umalin hakedusha me imke aklipos kedua, and we're rescuing and elevating the holiness that was found in the deepest depths of the sitra achra. That's what Ktoiris accomplishes. Ki yodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Shezehu ikar bechinas tshuva. And that's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is all about people or sparks of holiness that are found deep down in the place of the Sidra Achra, and we want to try to get them out of there. Ukema shekosu bekisvei Arizal, and is brought in the writings of the Arizal, sheizoher loimer k'toiris bekavon gedoyla, that a Jew has to be very careful to say the k'toiris slowly and carefully, and to know what you're saying. Ve'yoyeloi lachzor b'tshuva. And by reciting the k'toiris slowly and carefully, that would help the person tremendously in doing in returning to Hashem with tshuva. Nemtza shek'toiris b'pchinas tshuva. So we see that the k'toiris definitely represents tshuva. Avol ikra tshuva zoichim b'pchinas hamanoira. However, we learned earlier that in order to be zoichet to tshuva, you really are dependent on the menorah, shu b'chinas amiras tehillim, which represents reciting tehillim, shekoilel yachad isarusa delesata v'sarusa deleila b'kesha nifla, which combines the awakening from below and the awakening from above in an incredible way, ma she'yefshe lohoven ulasiklal, which we cannot understand at all. We're talking about the 50th level here, the highest level. That's what Tehillim is all about. V'zeh b'chinas ma'shero zecharya soid ha'geula shleima al yidei ha'menoira shero kemavur sham b'haftoras ba'aloyscha v'shabbos chanukah. And this is why if you look at the haftorah of this past week's parsha, parsha's ba'aloyscha, which is read, that haftorah is read by ba'aloyscha, and it's read also on Shabbos chanukah, it speaks about the prophet Zecharya Novi. And Hashem wants to show him the final redemption. And Hashem shows it to him in a vision that he has where he sees a special menorah. He says over there in Zechariah chapter 4, Ro'isi menoiras zohov kula. I saw a menorah which was made of totally solid gold. Vegula al roisha. And it had like a receptacle above it that was feeding oil into it to supply it in order for it to be able to burn. Uklal ho'inyan, Rav Nosson says, if you look over there and see what it says, basically what it says over there is, shahashemen ho'yonimshach me'elov, that the oil that was supplying this menorah was coming by itself, kemoy mimayan, like from a spring, where the water is running, the water is flowing by itself. You don't have to pump the water. You just put a cup there, and it fills up automatically with water. Kama Shekosov, as the pasuk says there, v'gula al roisha, u'kama Shapirosh Rashi Shem, as Rashi Kodesh explains what that v'gula means. That refers to a huge, huge receptacle of oil that's feeding this menorah. V'siyem Shem, and the prophet concludes over there by saying, loy b'chayil, v'loy b'choyach, Kiyim Baruchi, that it's not with your power, it's not with your strength, it's only with the spirit of Hashem that you will defeat all your enemies. Hainu kol ho'inyan anal. This goes back to everything we were saying before. She'ikar ha'tshuva, she'ikar ha'geula, hu loy b'chayil v'loy b'koyach. That the real, the main tshuva and the main geula, redemption, is not going to come by people doing things that take Herculean strength. It's going to come by people reading Tehillim, reciting Tehillim, like we said. Ki hakoil me'ito yisbar. As the pasuk says, ki im baruchi. It's going to be through my ruach, Hashem says. Ki hakoil me'ito yisbar, because it's all coming from Hashem. Vo'ikar toloi bebchinas hanal. And the main thing depends on what we just mentioned earlier. That our job is to see to it that that light from the 50th level should be flowing. That's where the two isaros from below and above combine, unite, get together. And the way that a Jew taps into that 50th level, the way that a Jew is zeicher to combine the yisoiris from below and the yisoiris above, is through constant Tehillim, Hispoiridus, no matter what, whether the person's feeling good or feeling bad, whether he's feeling inspired or not inspired, whether he's enjoying talking to Hashem or he's not enjoying it, keep pumping, keep another word, another line. Vaoz, and then, afal pi shiyodea biatzmoi, shebevadai eino yoytzei choyvosoi klal, eino yoytzei yidei choyvosoi klal, even though the person realizes, what do you mean, just saying a couple of chapters that Tehillim is going to fix all the damage that I did before? You know what I did? You know how much I've done? It's impossible. You can't whitewash it with this little bit of Tehillim. Afal pikein, despite that, be'emes zehu soid niflo she'yef shalahasig. This is a wondrous secret that we cannot understand. Ki nimshach mishar hachamishim, because this comes from that 50th level. Shenimshach al yidei shiva knei hamenoira, which we draw upon ourselves through the seven rungs of the menoira. Shem klulim kol echod mishiva, where each one of them is a composite of all the others. So each one is like seven. And you have bechinas shiva v'shiva mutsakos, as the pasuk says there, that they had seven and seven sources. Shekol ze soid sheva shabosos tmimois, shesoifrim koidim yom hachamishim. And this is the secret of those 7 weeks that we count before the 50th day, shu shavuos, which is shavuos. Shekol ze kolo bamiras tehillim. All of this is included in reciting tehillim. Shekolel kol hachamishim shari tshuva. It's kolel all 50 gates of tshuva. Shehem tshuvosenu elov u'tshuvose elenu, which contains both our moving towards Hashem and Hashem moving towards us. Remember, on the 50th day is when Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem came down to us. During the 49 days, we make moves towards Hashem. On the 50th day, Hashem came down to us. Koilel kulam yachar, and this 50th level combines all of them together. Ki hakoil echod kanal, because it's all really one, as we learned earlier. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. It's all really one. Vaydeze tihye hagula al yidei Moshiach tzidkeinu shu David kanal. And this is what's going to bring about the geula through Moshiach ben David. V'alkein rimeis hagula b'maisa hamenoira. And it's for this reason that the prophet was shown this prophecy about the final redemption in the menorah, because the menorah symbolizes what a Jew needs to do for tshuva. You know what you need to do? Almost nothing, a drop, the tiniest drop. The menorah, Hashem prepared it. Fire, Hashem created. The wicks, it's all been prepared. All you got to do is step up to bat. Take the bat and hold it in your hand. And when that ball comes, swings it. That's all you need to do. The ball is created, the ballpark is created, the bat, everything has been prepared for you. You just have to be willing to take the bat and swing it, mamish. Nothing more. Personally, we see this in today's times. A baseball player gets millions of dollars. And a person says, this is the most ridiculous, absurd thing in the world. You'd think that this guy had to build the whole baseball field with his own hands. What in the world are they paying this guy? You mean to say they're just paying him to take the bat and stay there for like 30 seconds or 60 seconds to take 5 balls, pick which ball he wants, hit it? For that you get millions of dollars? The answer is, lahavdil, we see in the Olam HaGashmi, such a thing is possible. And the Gemara says, Malchus Sadara ken Malchus Sadarakia. A lot of times you learn out what goes on in Shamayim from watching how things work down here. See here, the menorah is an example where what did the Kohen Gadol really do? How much did he do? Like, they lit the menorah? A joke. Hashem made the menorah, Hashem made the fire and the oil, and who said that oil should be all coming from Hashem? Hashem says, all I need from you is a drop. That's the secret of tshuva. If a person understands that and he's willing to do that drop, he will be zeichet to tshuva shlema. That's Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal adds, we've had five halachas here. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you want a sixth discussion about Kriya Shema, look in Hilchas Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey. Over there, Rav Nosson Zal added a piece about Kriya Shema. So that's the sixth, this discussion which we had already, that's the sixth discussion on the topic of Kriya Shema. Baruch Hashem.